Pep, I think we have to be honest and say that's probably one of the poorest performances we've seen this season.
Yes, absolutely, because we've been very bad on some situations that we're not bad normally, you know. It's in both boxes, you know. I think we were very clinical now in since we started the new year. We were very clinical up front, and today we had a lot of chances to score, and we were very good defending lately, but it's not, I don't take that as an excuse, you know. I think we need to start the games better, and we need to put our hand up. This is not a performance that we accept, not me, but not even the players themselves, you know. When I have full trust in them, and I see in their eyes the desire to bounce back and put it right straight away, because we know it's been a very bad game for us. And first of all, congratulate as well Huddersfield, who I think they were excellent in both boxes, you know. But focus on how we need to be on Saturday and keep getting points, you know.
Difficulty is, you know, having started slowly on Saturday, you would hope that the team would not do the same thing tonight.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to mention much, because it will always end up looking like an excuse, you know. And it's not an excuse, because we're responsible of our own performances, and we're not happy. We don't like this. We need to start stronger, and we know that. We've been speaking about it, but that we need to do an extra work of focus, everyone, to make sure that we are on top of the games, because the fact that there's no fans in the stadium, it kind of changes a lot the situation of the game, and we need to make sure that we start the games proper. Yeah,
you had more experience on the bench today, but you chose not to make any substitutions. You're entitled to make five. What was the thinking?
Because we're losing 1-0. I think the team on that half, I thought that we had enough chances to turn the game before halftime, you know. And when we came into the second half, apart from a few things in the box, I think we were having enough of the ball to create attacks, and we had the most offensive team offensively. It was on the pitch, you know, simple. And I had full trust on the players. In another circumstances, with another result, I had plenty of options to do subs, but in this situation that we were, you know, I wanted to make sure that all our offensive players were on the pitch.
Have the club left themselves short of options when it comes to attacking players then, with allowing Karim Rabti to go early, not getting an extra month out of Jack McGomer? Is that now causing a problem?
Well, again, I don't want to use that as what will be understood to be an excuse, you know. I have all the players available for us, and we're committed to them. They're fantastic professionals. Sometimes they play fantastic, and sometimes they have a bad day, you know. But I've been working very hard with them the whole season, and I know and I respect them a lot, to know that they will always put the best of their interest to play good for the club. And whatever the circumstances that we have now in the games that we have, I know the players will always put themselves on the line. So
the Wigan situation may help things out in terms of the fact that they almost certainly now going to lose 12 points, but this club's not safe yet.
No. No club is safe until the last game is played. And unless mathematically dictates all the points. But we need to remember as well that we are 3 points behind with 6 games to go. We're 3 points behind the points that we got last season. We need to remember that as well to put things in perspective.